Hey y'all, welcome to episode 326. It is still Sunday, May 2nd, 2021, and it is 12:20 p.m. Welcome to the continuation of the last part, as there was a whole situation happening outside my window, and it was a little distracting. And regardless of that, I want to just continue with what we are reading about. So it says, what we left off on, it says, Jesus said that publishing our good works for our online followers to see is all the reward we'll get. So we talked about that. The trade is horrible. You lose something great and you gain something pitiful. What do you gain? You gain the praise of man. You want it, you get it. It's like a drug. It gives a buzz and then it's gone. You have got to have another fix, and it leaves you always insecure. You are always needy of other people's praise in order to be happy or to feel secure. You are never satisfied. We wake up each day hungrier than ever for validation. The buzz of social approval has conditioned us to feed on regular microbursts of validation given by every like, favorite, retweet, or link. This new physiological conditioning means that our lives become more dependent on the moment-by-moment approval of others. The problem is not just that we need to turn away from these microbursts of approval, but that we must deprogram ourselves from this online hunger. And so I feel like that's what I've been doing for the past year, is deprogramming myself for that approval. And I can confidently say, you know, as someone who's been on the internet for majority of their life, and probably was definitely more into the validation of online way more than my peers as a kid, because I wasn't receiving as much as I would like from my family and friends and community, like we discussed. I was really deep into it, and I'm not saying that it'll take a year to get out of it, but it's a step, you know, it's a step in deprogramming myself from wanting that from others. So if we don't detox these habits, we will go on seeking intimacy by reproducing ourselves, binging on man's approval, and starting each day with an approval hunger. Then we need the antidote of new affirmation from our friends to keep convincing ourselves that our lives are meaningful. I highlighted that part because I think that's where I got stuck, and where I couldn't get out of the hamster wheel for, was because me being online was again what it says. It was to keep convincing myself that my life was meaningful. And I think that's hard, and has been hard, because especially this past year, right? Like when we weren't able to do stuff and like be distracted by other things and be distracted by events and other people and relationships, and bars and concerts and whatever the case. How did we find meaning in our day-to-day lives, right? In the simple things. And I think that's hard, because when we think about the word meaning, and meaningful, it carries a lot of weight, you know? Sometimes we think it needs to be this big thing. But how to find meaning in the small things, right? And I think that's something that I struggled with, because I was pursuing a life of what I thought was meaningful. Becoming a talk show host or becoming a teacher was something that was meaningful by my definition. And being a barista at Starbucks was not as meaningful as that. I definitely think, you know, I've grown in it. I've grown in my role, and I believe it's meaningful in its own right, in its own way. I mean, hell, this past year, like whether people want to say it or not, that's again, that's me saying, hey, I am, you know, I am a part of the bigger picture one way or another. You know what I mean? Like these, like we had nurses coming in every day, you know what I mean? And doctors and firefighters and police officers. And it was a crazy year, but to be able to be that one place that they were able to gather and to feel taken care of and to feel seen. And then for everyone else that was just going through it, you know? So I've been having, this past year, I've been having to redefine what meaningful means. and going from there. So anyways, but I know for myself, when I was posting online, I was trying to convince myself that my life was meaningful to you, for the people who are listening or watching or whatever the case, or following. This is tragic. This is wasted reward. The solid praise we expect from God is based on actions now largely unseen. The whimsical praise we seek online is based on what we project. We cannot neglect this contrast. Don't waste your approval. Smartphones prick the primitive human impulse for appreciation, self-replication in order to be seen, known, and loved, through constant contact with other seekers of affirmations. This is one reason why we find it so hard to put our phones away. We fear one another, and we want admiration from one another. So we cultivate an inordinate desire for human approval through our social media platforms. For those of us who struggle here, Jesus' warning is very clear. Quote, whoever loves his social network, more than me is not worthy of me. He can say such a hard truth because the truly heart-satisfying affection we need is ultimately in God, and beautiful promises such as those in Psalms 139, where our souls are soaking in layers of precious truths about God's acceptance and love for us. His power washes over our lives, and his presence overpowers every small gain of digital notice and acceptance we seek online. He reminds us that our lives are not sustained by the fickle approval of others to our self-replication. They are sustained by God's sovereign expanse over all things. We cannot continually chase the lure of public praise and affirmation by self-replication. Such a desire will kill us spiritually, and Paul signaled why. In God's economy, approval is something we must wait for. Those who feed on little nibbles of immediate approval from man will eternally starve. For those who aim their entire lives towards the glory and approval of God will find, in Christ, eternal approval. The stakes are that high. If you want to become an Instagram celebrity, if you crave fame and seek it through self-promotion, I plead with you to stop. And then I highlighted the heck out of this. The urgency that you feel and that drives you online is caused by your fear of being unreplicated, unseen, and unloved. I'll read that again. The urgency that we feel and that drives us online is caused by our fear of being unreplicated, unseen, and unloved. Each day you feel as if you are losing your grip on your online status unless you deliver crowd-pleasing content. Stop trying to impress the online world with your body or your wit, all for the sake of a few likes of affirmation. Vain glory will not satisfy your heart. It will only intensify your craving for human praise. Last two paragraphs. Daniel Borstein was right all along. We must reckon with time. Is your heart set on becoming a celebrity in this life or a hero in the next? Is time your daily nuisance, threatening to erode your significance, or is it your friend? Do you want your approval and fame now, or can you wait for an eternal crown? We all must answer these questions, and how we answer them will determine whether our souls find health in Christ or sickness in the spotlight. As we fight against the lure of self-glorification, Jesus, Paul, and Peter all plead with us. Don't waste your approval. Don't crave the approval of man online. Don't flaunt your righteous deeds in the cyber world. If we miss their warnings, we will make a cosmically foolish mistake with eternal regret to follow. Heavy. I know. I'm just going to give you a moment. I'm going to drink some coffee. So that's where I'm at. And that's something that, if you haven't already, you know, put those points together for yourself in your life, I hope it's something you consider. I'm sure I may be the last person you may be. I'm not like the last person. I don't think I'm the last person, but I'm sure it's different for you, for me to be reading a quote-unquote religious book or whatever the case. I didn't know it was a religious book, to be honest with you. I just thought, oh, 12 ways your phone is changing you. Until I looked into it, and I'm like, oh, okay. Okay, God, I see you. And I want to say this. This is the second book I've actually picked up that was a Christian book, and I didn't even know it. So I'm just like, okay, this seems a little coincidental, but I'll take it. And yeah, I know it sounds crazy. Actually, I know it doesn't sound crazy, because I know whoever's listening, you are a smart cookie. And you know how I know you're a smart cookie? Because I'm a smart cookie, and we are smart cookies. But sometimes life has taken a bite out of us. I don't know what you've been going through. I don't know if social media or the internet is a place that you've been turning to. But just from one smart cookie to the next, this is the path I'm taking. A path that's stepping away from validation from others, not looking for it in online communities, not looking for it in my friends, not looking for it in my family, not looking for it in my, you know, my coworkers, whatever. I want to find it within myself, and I want to work for it, you know, for God. And even though that's freaking scary, at this point it feels like I don't have any other choice, to be transparent with you. You know, I can't even look for it in romantic relationships, because that's something, that was where I started, y'all. I think that's where a lot of us start, but, you know. I don't have any other choice, you know. And I just want to try it this way. And hoping that it works. It's like this level of like, I hope it works. Like, I know it'll work, but I hope it works. And I hope it works for me. And I know it'll work for me, but I don't know, because I've never done it. And it's freaking scary. Because if this doesn't work, which I'm pretty sure it will, but if it doesn't, you know, and being transparent with you, I have my doubts, and my fears. What will I turn to next? You know what I mean? But I have faith that this is the last time I'll have to, you know, last time to change directions, you know what I mean? In terms of where I need to find my center and find my North Star, you know? And that if I just keep my focus in that direction, on God, and even if it's unknown and unclear to me and uncertain, I have faith that it will still work out in the end. And if it doesn't, I guess it'll be the end, because I won't know. Because, yeah, this is, you know, after 30 years, this is, like, there's nothing else. You know what I mean? Like, I can't think of anything else. And you all, if you know me, I'm always thinking of something else. You know, I'm always come up with something, some sort of idea, some sort of project, some sort of, you know, whatever the case. But even though this is still a very new relationship, it doesn't feel bad so far. I can tell you that much. So anyways, that's that. I think I'm done for today. It's been 3 episodes already, and I have some adulting to do, because I haven't found my community yet. So I've had a 4-day weekend, and here I am adulting when I could be building community. But I will tell you this, P.S. Church. Haven't found my church yet, but it's definitely on my adulting to-do list to look for one that works. So I have a feeling that will be super healing. Not quick, not fast, not overnight, but I have a feeling that it's definitely going to be a piece to the puzzle of this healing process. So anyways, I love y'all. Thanks for listening. I'm going to get out your hair. Hope you have a great Sunday, whatever you do today. It's a day of rest. So rest because it's important. And if you don't get the opportunity to rest, then please find small moments in your day-to-day to take care of yourself. And I hope that you have a great start to your week. And I can't wait to talk to you again or talk to myself again. And yeah, you all be well. Talk to you soon.